The Pentagon granted companies unprecedented leeway to monitor themselves. Instead of saving money, Assad told us the price of almost everything began to rise. In the competitive environment before the companies consolidated, a shoulder-fired Stinger missile cost $25,000 in 1991. With Raytheon now the sole supplier, it cost more than $400,000 to replace each missile sent to Ukraine. Even accounting for inflation and some improvements, that's a sevenfold increase.
Industry's motivations and objectives are different than the Department of Defense's.
Retired Air Force Lieutenant General Chris Bogdan spent his career overseeing the purchase of some of the country's most critical weapons systems.
They are companies that have to survive, make profit. The Department of Defense, on the other hand, wants the best weapon systems it can have as quickly as possible and as inexpensively as possible. Those are opposite ends of the spectrum.
But in our system, there's nothing wrong with profit.
No, there isn't. But taken to an extreme, industry may not make the best decisions in the best interests of the government.
General Bogdan says we've only begun to feel the full impact.
Morning.
In 2012, he was tapped to take the reins of the troubled F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program. It was 7 years behind schedule and $90 billion over the original estimate. But Bogdan told us the biggest costs are yet to come for support and maintenance, which could end up costing taxpayers $1.3 trillion.